Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Is anyone married to anyone who happens to share the same name with your father? I don't know.
Yeah, it's a thing.
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Oh, baby, now let's make love tonight.
With your dad.
Okay. Also, is that weird for you? Because my mother's name is Lois. And I don't care how beautiful the woman at the bar is. If her name is Lois, it's a no for me, dog.
You're pretty lucky because your mom's name is... pretty rare.
Yeah.
I tell you right now, if your mom's name was Sarah and you found a hot Sarah at the bar, you would feel a little differently.
I don't know.
And it's actually more common.
I don't think so. I've thought about this. I have thought about this. And yes, I've never met another Lois, to be quite honest with you, especially today's day and age. I've never met a 27-year-old Lois. I just haven't.
Right.
585-252-9800.
Not that the age matters, because we know you don't discriminate.
No, I don't. The phone and text line is open. Riddle me this. If you guys happen to find someone super attractive, but they share the same name with your dad or brother or mom, is that a turnoff?
Because
I have a close friend, and him and his wife, they got married years back.
Okay.
Okay, cool. Well, once you start meeting the family, you start to realize that this is creepier than one could ever imagine. And I'm not judging. It's just an observation. I didn't realize this at the time. So my close friend, his name is Matthew. Well, his father's name is Matthew as well.
Okay.
He married a woman, and her father's name is also Matthew.
Okay.
Well, she has a younger brother, and yes, his name is Matthew.
Oh, there's a lot.
Wait, it gets better.
There's a lot happening here.
They recently had a son, and you guessed it.
Matthew.
They named him Matthew. Well, during the baptism, they chose her uncle to be the godfather.
Okay.
His name is Matthew.
It's too
much. It's weird.
It's too much.
Why? It's gross. It's gross. Forgive me for judging, but really, you have no problem with that? Your dad's name is Matthew. Your brother's name is Matthew. You marry a Matthew. Now your father-in-law's name is Matthew, and you just named your newborn son Matthew, and his godfather is Matthew?
What is happening?
Like, at what point does tradition just turn into laziness?
No, literally. It's just convenience at that point. It's like, come on.
I don't get it. I don't get it.
So I have a friend whose father's name is Pete. I mean, Peter, probably government, but everyone calls him Pete. And she was dating and is now engaged to a Pete.
Okay.
But she refuses to call him Pete because that's her dad's name. So she'll call him Peter.
Okay, sure.
So, I mean, I guess that's a little different. Another situation, same name, Pete. my friend has a twin brother whose name is Pete, and her fiance's name is also Pete. It's like, where did the Petes come? Where are the Petes coming out of the woodwork here? You know what I mean? It's insane.
Yeah, Peter.
It was a little confusing when she invited me to her birthday party, her conjoined birthday party with her twin brother. And she was like, it's Pete and I's birthday. I go, first of all, Pete's birthday is 6 months before yours, and he's 2 years older than you.
Good old Peter. And are they all pumpkin eaters?
They could be.
I want to hear from our listeners this morning. Did anyone marry someone who shares a name with their dad or sibling? And is it weird, or are we the weird ones for purposely making it awkward? I don't know. My youngest brother, Chris, his wedding was very confusing because my dad's name is Phil, and my sister-in-law's father's name is also Phil.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she has her younger brother named Phil, and then there's me, Philip, but sometimes go by Phil for short.
Right.
And we're all in the wedding party. It was a very confusing day. When
Phil!
Everyone's neck
is snapped.
everyone turned around to look.
Yeah.
Let's get to some messages. OMG, you guys, I am dying laughing this morning. I dated a Sue-Ann once, and my full name is Susan, or Sue for short. And at first, I didn't care, but then it just started to get weird. It's kind of creepy. But not as creepy as your friend Matthew's situation. Yes, we know.
It's the Matts.
This we know.
This person says, but how do you label Christmas presents? Matt 1, Matt 2, Matt 3? Yeah, that is true. Because they all share the same last name, too.
Right. It's like
so
when,
it's like, what?
Who was the famous boxer that did that? It was George Foreman. He named all five of his kids George. George 1, George 2.
Seriously?
Yeah, it's creepy.
It's really weird.
Let's go over to Perry. Perry says, not weird at all. Half my family is named after each other. Italians recycle names. It's normal.
I know a Perry whose kid's name is Perry. I'm like, wow, that's... You know what gets me? It's like, when it's not a common name, it's a little like, what?
Yeah.
Like, Matt and John and Mike. Like, okay, the most basic names literally ever.
Not in my family. You got Vincenzo... Alessandro, Valentina.
But then it becomes basic in its own right within the family. It's like, how many Vincenzos do we need, you know?
Then I have an Aunt Nina, an Aunt Lena, an Aunt Tina, a Cousin Gina. It's like the holidays are...
I'm sure Italy was absolutely a blast.
It was. Good morning, guys. My mom married a guy named Dave. My dad's name, Dave. So now when she's telling me stories like Dave and I went to dinner, I have to stop and ask her which one. It's very uncomfortable. Wait a second.
Wait, what?
This is a whole other topic. So your mom was married to your dad, Dave. They divorced, and now her new boyfriend is Dave?
That happens.
If you divorce someone and then remarry someone new with the same exact name, isn't that bad luck?
I mean, like, that's the other thing. It's like...
Don't you want to clean the slate and start fresh?
If you date someone and then you go off to date that person, that literally happened to me. That literally happened to me. I had an ex, we broke up, and then they went on to date someone with my name. I mean, her name was Brianna, but
really?
Nevertheless. Yes!
Yeah, see.
I was like, that's crazy. You need psychological help.
See,
I never got it, but. It is what it is.
I don't think I can do it.
But it also is like kind of convenient because you'll never screw up the names, especially in situations where you definitely don't.
God knows
do
I
that.
Do.
Oh God!
Who got divorced and then remarried someone with the same name as your ex? I can't tell which one is more uncomfortable: dating someone with the same name as your parent or sibling, or getting divorced and then remarrying someone with the same name as the person you just divorced.
Yeah, what is happening?
All right, let me end it with Kristen here. Hi, guys. Good morning. So my husband's name is the same as my brother's, and it took me years to stop feeling weird about it, especially when we first started dating and I talk about him around my family. Everyone would make jokes. It gets old real fast.
Mm.
Yeah, with all the Matthews, I mean, I'm sorry, but like during intimacy, isn't that confusing?
No, okay.
No, like we're... Isn't that confusing?
Unless you have massive daddy issues, I hope it wouldn't be.
I don't know.
You know. Moose is like, put yourself in the bed. You know what I mean? You're like, what?
Connect with PXY Mornings on our socials.
Facebook.
IG.
X.
98 PXY Rochester.
It's Moose and Breezy on 98 PXY.
Okay, guys. I know spooky season is obviously fully underway with Halloween being on Friday. But if you have not seen all of it yet, I need you to make your way down to Fairport, because there are some neighbors in Fairport that have recreated Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce's Halloween spectacular. So this home in Fairport is drawing attention with its Halloween decorations that feature the one, the only, Miss Taylor Swift and her fiance, Travis Kelce. So the house is known for its elaborate decorations, and it has become a must-see for Swifties this year. It displays a skeleton, a couple representing Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, and literally their engagement. It's really, really cool. Olivia Buck is a next-door neighbor and explained the inspiration behind the setup. Obviously, with their recent engagement, they thought it would be appropriate to incorporate that.
Sure.
And then they also have all these skeletons playing football in the front yard, obviously symbolizing
his career.
The Chiefs versus the Bills.
Oh yeah, sure.
And the whole thing is truly incredible. Of course, they didn't forget about Travis Kelce's brother, Jason Kelce, in his, well, he's no longer a Philadelphia Eagle, but in a green jersey going through a table. Karen and Charlotte are the masterminds behind this beautiful idea. And this fun display is filled with quote unquote Easter eggs for all the fans to find and enjoy. But if you are planning to take a visit, it's located over on Crossover Road, just off of Fairport Road. And they really go hard with their displays.
Oh, they go hard.
Last year it was the Olympics themed, and this year they're obviously going Travis and Taylor. And next year's theme, I can't wait to see. But go check it out before Halloween is over, because it's really, really quite something. It's a sight for sore eyes.
Oh my God, it sounds awful. Go Bills!
Now you're just diminishing all their hard work.
No, I'm super proud of them. I did see the pictures. It looks
yeah, it's cool. They
outstanding.
Were on the news.
Coming up on the show, parents, serious question this morning. What would you do if another adult lied to you about where your kid was sleeping? Because one mom found out her daughter stayed overnight at a co-ed party after the dad hosting said no girls would be there. He lied to every parent to cover it up. And she's on the phone with us to put this parent on blast and tell the whole story, coming up next on PXY Mornings. Stay there.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
My mornings, Moose, Breezy, parents, listen to this. Your kid goes to a party. The adult hosting says, don't worry, no girls will be staying overnight at my son's party. You feel comfortable. And then your daughter stays the night anyways.
Really bad.
And the adult lies to cover it up. That's what's happening. And we have the mom, Brooke, on the phone with us, ready to explain everything.
She's flipping.
Brooke, good morning.
Good morning. Hi, Moose. Hi, Breezy.
Hi.
Hi, Queen.
Well, you're fuming. Tell us why.
Oh, I've been fuming for like the last couple days. And honestly, I just want to get the story out there.
Please tell us.
Oh, sure.
So obviously, I gave everybody a little bit of information of what happened with this sleepover. But go further into detail about it, because it is kind of messed up.
No, it's a massive issue.
Oh, it's more than messed up. That another parent, specifically a dad, would lie to myself and other parents about teenagers, about our teenagers.
So what happened? Your daughter was going to go spend the night at a friend's, but ended up staying at this house?
So last weekend, my daughter, she goes to this, you know, co-ed Halloween party, right?
Yeah.
After the party, the girls are supposed to leave, go home. She was going to sleep at her friend's house. So, you know, me being the mom that I am, I confirm. I'm texting the dad who's hosting the party, and I'm just saying, just to confirm, no girls will be staying over, right?
Right.
And what does he say? Yes, all the girls will be leaving to go home. Well, guess what? They didn't.
Not the case. Where did they sleep?
Apparently, they were all in the basement in different corners. Like, how dare you, A, lie to me? And you put all these teenagers' lives in risk. Like, I'm not okay with my daughter staying at your house overnight. So I confirmed with you, and you have the audacity to lie to me about it?
What's the conversation you had with your daughter afterwards? I mean, I'm assuming, who are you more upset with? Your daughter or this guy who covered up for everyone, the parent?
Obviously, my daughter's grounded for not being honest. But I'm more angry with the adult that lied, because he's supposed to be in charge of all of these kids.
Yeah, that's like, so I said, that's not it. I get, like, you know, wanting to be the cool parent, but I feel like that's taking it far, far too out of the realm of being cool, and just your house being a massive liability, if I'm being honest.
Exactly.
Did he lie to other parents?
Oh, he lied to everybody, because the other mom who's... So my daughter was supposed to stay at a friend's house. Mm-hmm. That friend's mom also confirmed with him.
Oh, that there were
worried about this.
Right, that there were going to be nobody.
Can I ask you something? Why did you have this inkling that they were going to spend the night? Obviously, you knew they were going. Like, is this something that they maybe asked prior? Like, I guess my mind's not going there.
Well, because they're at that teenage phase. They have a crush on somebody new every week, right?
And they're going to go have a sleepover with them? I mean, that's not what I was doing, but I mean, pop off. Kids are built different these days.
And do you know how many horror stories I've heard of? Girls getting pregnant from things like this. Like, this is what I was trying to avoid. So I was making sure, hey, the person in charge knew where I stood.
So when you brought this to the dad's attention, the only thing he was able to do in order to comfort you would say, don't worry, they slept in different corners of the basement.
Oh, and here's the other kicker. He goes, they're teenagers. Like, he's delusional.
What do you want to, so what's next? What do you want to do moving forward, Brooke, to handle this? What's the game plan?
I mean, this is a start, right? Putting the dad on blast with you guys. And so a few of the other mothers and I were thinking we would put it on Facebook, because we feel betrayed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But you're going to start a war that you can't finish.
But it's not a war, because if you're going to host other people's kids in your home, the bare minimum is honesty.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And I know this guy is trying to be the cool dad. And I know I'm not overreacting. I should know where my child slept at night.
100%. And you thought it was at her friend's house. Not the case. It was in some corner of this guy's basement.
according to him, none of the kids got drunk. Everyone was okay. I mean, the guy's delusional.
Yeah. Right. That's really bad.
I don't trust him.
Your daughter just kind of shot herself in the foot from going over there in any future circumstances whatsoever, even if it's during the day, because you don't know if she's telling the truth or not.
No, I know. All right, let's hear from some of you guys, because a lot of messages are coming in. I mean, obviously, Brooke, you're not wrong. You don't make this kind of call with other people's kids and then cover it
up. Thank you.
You don't do it. But we'll get to some messages right now. Thank you for your story this morning and sharing that with us.
Thank you, guys.
All right, we'll look for it on Facebook. Have a great day.
You too.
Hate to go head-to-head with Brooke on this.
Yeah, no, she's best.
This dad is in so much trouble. All right, shoot us a call or a text. Imagine trusting a grown man to watch your kid for one night. He lies so the girls can stay over at this co-ed party. I mean, what's the next move here? I don't know. Megan texted in first and was like, I'm baffled right now. He's acting like it's no big deal because teenagers, but they are kids. And yes, the parent, he lied to you. Disrespectful as hell.
He did lie, which is crazy. I mean, like the fact that he's lying about that to make himself look and seem and feel like the cool parent is like, at what cost? You know what I mean? At what cost?
Yeah, it makes it worse that it just comes off as it. It makes it worse that he was a dad doing it, and it was the boys, like it was his son's party, and it was like, yeah, get all the girls over here to spend the night.
Please. Punishment
for the dad, public shame, you guys. Call him out to other parents. Let him know that this isn't acceptable, and moving forward, he doesn't get to watch our kids.
Yeah. No, absolutely not.
Hi, Moose and Breezy. My 16-year-old daughter pulled a stunt like this last year. Her friend's mom covered it up and said the sleepover was for girls only. Not true. The boys were in her class were also there. We were so upset because it's a huge betrayal towards parents who trust these parents to watch our kids. Mm-hmm. I suggest doing what we did. Put it on Facebook. That sounds like that's what Brooke was originally going to do. Yeah. And then let everyone know exactly what happened. My kid didn't step foot in that house again. And I would let everyone know why. This would not fly with a lot of people I know.
No.
Kelsey says, I want him to meet. Brooke should meet the dad face to face. And the dad should explain why he thought this was okay. And then I would never let my kid go to a party he hosts again. Yeah, you got to call him out. Don't wait.
You got to. I mean, and I do feel bad because I feel like the kid is going to reap the consequences of his dad's actions, because nobody's gonna, at least the girls and their parents, aren't gonna allow their daughter to hang out with him in the capacity of which is going to his house or hosting parties. Like, that's not going to happen.
No.
Because they don't trust him. So that's where things get a little dicey.
Tell this mom not to wait. I know who this guy is. It's not the first time he's done something like this. He lied to multiple parents. This isn't a mistake. It's intentional. Make him own it. Yeah, this has got people fired up. I mean, listen, the advice from you guys is great. Obviously, that's the one thing she wants to do is get the word out. Mm-hmm. And make everybody know exactly what this guy did, this parent. Because it is. It's serious. I mean, if I had a daughter, I'd be pissed.
Correct.
She's about to lay the hammer down on this guy.
She is.
But probably not the last time we're going to hear about this, to be quite honest. Mm-mm. We're going to take a quick break. Thank you guys for the messages and Brooke's story. It's PXY Mornings. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.